Good morning and welcome to the E Factor. Well, it could be afternoon or it could be evening if you're listening to us today. We're not sure, but it's being recorded in the morning. Shan Sheridan with you, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Director and Clinton County Economic Development. Also, very happy to be with our guest today. In just a moment, we're going to introduce him, but I first want to remind you of what the E Factor is all about. It's the E tributes of a community, not the attributes, but the E tributes. Entertainment, engagement, empowerment, in all those E's that make things work. Eateries. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Not so much eatery, but drinkable stuff. That's going to be some really good discussion today. Also, we talk about entertainment, education, a variety of different things that make a community go. Today, we're going to focus on nutrition. I know that's not an E word, but I tell you what, it certainly makes a difference in our lives when it comes to empowerment and engagement, because if you are healthy and you are well, you can get so much more accomplished. You can be engaged in your community. You can empower other people. You can encourage other people. But really, it's about your nutrition and it's about your health. And we are today so excited to introduce one of Frankfort's newest businesses here in good old Frankfort, Indiana, the county seat of Clinton County, right smack dab in the middle of north central Indiana. And we are so happy to have TJ Redland with us. And I got that right, TJ, didn't I?
Yes.
All correct. Right. That's good, because I screw it up all the time. I've known TJ now for several months, but unfortunately I've either called him JT or I called him Redland. But we've got him now as TJ. And TJ is one of the owners and operators, right, of Frankfort Nutrition. And Frankfort Nutrition is a new business in our community that is focused on healthy drinks and certainly the health of their customers. So, TJ, first of all, tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved in all of this and your background.
Okay. Well, thank you for that introduction. That was great. My journey actually started 4 years ago, and it was coming off of college. And what we actually serve at Frankfort Nutrition is Herbalife Nutrition. And that's what I was initially introduced to 4 years ago, was coming out of college. I wanted to lose my college weight. And a lot of my friends and family were going to what we called a fit club at the time, which was fitness classes. And they were drinking the Herbalife shakes there. And that's when I was first introduced to that. So I got on a program and started drinking the shakes and teas that we serve at Frankfort Nutrition in an actual meal plan with my coach, and went on to lose the 33 pounds I gained in college.
Wow.
From that point, I had a lot of friends and family asking what I was doing and how I lost the weight, and said, "You look great. What are you doing?" And that's when I changed from being just a customer focusing on myself to becoming a coach and teaching others.
Wow.
For the past couple years, that's what I've done, and it's brought me to Frankfort now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Herbalife. I mean, what makes Herbalife so successful and such a you've heard of Herbalife for many years, but what makes it so successful and what was the success story for you?
Honestly, it's just, it comes from the coach themselves. And so it's not like you go to a shop and you just buy the stuff off a shelf and then you try to figure out on your own. You have a personal coach who is there with you every step of the way, explaining the process, explaining why you're doing this, and is there anytime you need them for accountability. And then we had, before all of this COVID-19, in-person weigh-ins. I could actually go check in with my coach, bring any of my questions I had to them, and it was nice. Every week I knew I had a weigh-in and a check-in, and it just kept me on track with all my goals that I wanted. But the biggest factor is the fact that the coach asked me, what do I want? They didn't just tell me, this is what you should do. They said, what do you want? And let me show you how to achieve that. So that was a big difference.
So it really comes back down to, maybe we could turn this into the P factor today, people and a plan with a purpose. So you've got people working the plan for you, an individual. It's not necessarily, it's not one size fits all. It's more designed specifically for that person.
Correct.
And so how did that, so you say you lost 33 pounds. What was that journey like for you as you're losing that weight? And give some folks, you know, I know we're going to get into the product at Frankfort Nutrition here in just a moment, but give some folks some encouragement, some folks that may be sitting at home, maybe they're in the car, maybe they're driving, you know, they've already messed up their New Year's resolution. You know, that normally lasts for what, about, I think, 22 days. They say the average New Year's resolution lasts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you make these commitments, but unfortunately, you don't always follow through, and folks are feeling, you know, depressed. This whole COVID-19 thing, people have been adding weight because they've not been able to necessarily get out and do things like they've normally done, exercise. What is some encouragement from someone that has actually done it, lost the weight, has been in the battle? Tell some folks what some encouraging words.
Yeah, so honestly, the number one thing that I tell all of my clients, no matter where you're at in life, no matter what your age group is, if you're wanting to lose weight, maintain, gain muscle, everyone shares a common goal of always focusing on their health. And now more than ever, with people being home and this virus that's been going around, we're more health conscious about everything now more than ever. So now is actually the best time for people to keep that focus coming out of quarantine and keeping that health consciousness to where you focus on bettering your own personal health. Because through that, you're going to have all of these external benefits. So it's more than just the scale, but it's more just you want to be healthy and feeling good for the rest of your life. But it starts by focusing on your health and your nutrition.
Yeah.
And now people are actually engaged and focused on that because they don't have all these other distractions they had at the time.
Right. So what was the switch for you? What was the thing that flipped for you? I mean, did you just wake up one morning, look in the mirror, and you said, I'm not happy? Or was it more of a feeling? You just didn't feel good? Maybe it was all the above. Tell us what flipped the switch for you.
Yeah. So when I came back from college, and I had gained all of that weight, I always thought, because I had the high school athlete mindset, that if I worked it off, I could eat whatever I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And it slowly caught up with me in college, where that was not the case, like most people.
So I'm going to stop you there, because I think a lot of people do feel that way. Yeah. I know when I was in sports in high school, and then I, you know, you get out of high school, kind of the same thing happened. I was still pretty active. I would be doing intramural sports, and then I was involved in, you know, I do some stuff, you know, with community leagues and church leagues and things like that, whether it be baseball or softball or basketball or even flag football and sometimes even tackle football out there in the parks. But boy, no matter how active, it seemed like there was still that. Is it a metabolism thing? What is it that starts to change in our bodies that we can't rely on that activity?
It's really the nutrition. So what changed for me was, after college, I realized that what I thought was in shape and healthy and active in high school was not the case. I was feeding myself bad nutrition the whole time and just getting by. But when I thought back to, if I was eating as good as I am now back then, what I could have achieved in high school sports, because I thought it was at the top of my athleticism.
Yeah.
But really, I was kind of taken away from what I could potentially do because I wasn't fueling myself correctly. But then when I realized what that felt like after college and finally started actually eating healthy for the first time, it was the fact that I felt way more in shape and way more energetic and healthier than I ever did back in my prime years than I thought in high school. So the fact that I, at 25 at the time, felt like I could keep up with my 18-year-old self and felt much better was a huge difference.
And it really comes back down to what you put in your body.
Correct.
I mean, not only what you do to your body, but and how you exercise, but what you put in your body. Because I would agree, I think a lot of kids, especially young athletes that are involved in sports and physical activity, they may not, I mean, they're eating the milkshakes and the, you know, the French fries and the hamburgers and all that. Was that what you were doing in high school, pretty much? But you were maintaining that, your body or your physique, because you were working it out and you had a stronger, maybe a higher metabolism. But what you're saying is that you were not reaching your potential because of the things that you were putting in your body.
Correct.
How important is that to someone listening today, and they don't want to hear it. You know, we want to, well, I've got to like my, I like my banana milkshake. I like my, I like my French fries or like that. How important is it to change that mindset in what you're putting in your body?
So honestly, the way I treat it is I have an 80-20 rule when it comes to fitness and nutrition.
Okay.
And the reason I do this is because after college, I realized that nutrition was the thing I was missing the most in my life.
Yeah.
And when I was solely focusing on nutrition at that point, I was only working out maybe twice a week.
Wow.
Not as much as most people, but I still lost that weight. Hmm. And it was because I focused so much on nutrition and not so much on fitness that it started to change for me. And the reason for is because we control what we put into our bodies every single day. Hmm. But what we don't control is what we get out of exercise. You may do the same exercise every single day and get stronger and feel better and get faster, but your body reacts differently in the fact that it may burn X amount of calories this time, it may burn some fat this time, it may burn off muscle this time doing the same exact workout. Hmm. It's very inconsistent, but what we can keep consistent and what we can control is what we actually feed ourselves.
Yeah.
And wow. That's the most important part.
Thus, Frankfurt Nutrition. So you guys decided, you know, you have multiple stores, correct? I mean, you guys got them all over the place, right? So let's talk a little bit about the plan and the passion behind that, really, to make that happen and make this a business venture versus just your habit or just your way of life.
Yeah. So actually it started with these nutrition clubs, is what we call them, a year ago. I followed my uncle around from our small town of Winnemac, Indiana, and just that small town, the huge impact one shop made on a small community, and grew it into Lafayette, which is how we found out about Frankfurt from the Lafayette location. But the big thing was making a healthy, convenient stop for people to actually go get something healthy in the community and feel great coming off of it, to where they don't feel like they need to go through the fast food to get something convenient. We wanted to provide a place where people could go and it's healthy and fast and convenient for them to get something good for them and not something bad for them. Mm-hmm. You know?
So what is the, I mean, what makes Herbalife healthy? What is it? What is the ingredients? What's in Herbalife that's the secret magic formula? It's the secret sauce that makes you guys so successful.
So the biggest is our shakes. Our shakes are actually healthy meal replacement shakes. The confusion is most people say, oh, it's just a protein shake, but it's much, much bigger than just a protein shake. And the way I always talk about it is if you had a full course meal, you have your chicken, your broccoli, your rice, you have protein in there. You have a little bit of carbs in there, but they're healthy carbs. And then you also have your fiber from the veggies. All of that is compacted into the shake. But our goal with our menu, the reason it looks like dessert type flavors, is because we want to beat our unhealthy craving of cheesecakes and candy bars and replace it with a healthy meal. So we're hitting basically two aspects with one stone, to where you're beating that. If you want a Reese cup, have a Reese shake. But that shake is much more than just a protein shake. It has 21 vitamins and minerals and your carbs and proteins and fiber from a full course meal.
So instead of going out and buying a Reese's cup bar, candy bar or something, you could have the same taste, but with nutritional value versus just flour, sugar, and all of the stuff that's in a candy bar, the corn syrup and fructose, I think that is corn syrup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So all of that that's in makes everything taste good, but certainly not necessarily good for you. But you know, I want to kind of dive into this a little bit, TJ. This because I've had your products, and I'll have to say, well, first of all, I have to tell you, my wife is extremely picky. My wife is, I mean, she's like the pickiest person I know. And sorry, honey, but she's not listening anyway, so she's too picky to listen to E-Factor. But she has a certain taste, and I remember telling her about Frankfurt Nutrition when I first went over, and I thought, well, you know, I don't know if she's going to like this. It may have especially that when you mention Herbalife and you mention that it's got some kind of this protein, because, you know, you just have that in your mind. It's going to taste kind of, but what you guys do with all of those ingredients is pretty incredible, because it's not only good for you, but it tastes good. And you're saying that because of those flavors that you add. So are those flavors nutritional? Are those just added flavors just to kind of make it? And does it really matter if it's not or not, if it is or not, because you've got the nutrition already?
Yeah. So it starts with the Herbalife nutrition mix.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is it's soy protein. So there's actually no dairy in it, even though it tastes like a milkshake.
Yeah.
So you're kind of getting that milkshake, and it engages people with the fact that it's low calorie, low sugar. And we didn't want to add additional things to make additional flavors that had sugar. So
I'm gonna stop you real quick there, just so for people that may have a lactose intolerance, that mm-hmm. they could take this shake.
Correct.
It's no dairy involved at all, because that was the other thing that some people said. Well, I like to go, but you know what? I don't do milkshakes and I try to tell them, I don't think it has anything to do with dairy. So this is good. We're getting that clarified.
Yeah.
So it is soy based.
It is soy based.
Okay.
And then we also have a vegan select for people who are allergic to soy, or they chose to be more on the vegan ends, mm-hmm. there's a vegan mix that we can change all of our shakes to be vegan as well.
Wow.
So we tried to encompass as many people as we could, from gluten-free options to our shakes that are soy-based and not dairy-based, mm-hmm. and to our vegan options.
Wow.
So our shakes can be made into those three different categories.
So when getting back to Herbalife, and you have this powder that's soy based, but then you do mention, because you said you don't want to be disidentified as just a protein shake, but there is protein in fact, there's a lot of protein, correct?
Yes. There's actually 17 grams of protein, which is your standard meal that you would have. But there's also an option to add additional, going up to 24 grams.
Oh.
For those that are coming off the gym and want additional protein, they can do that, or they want the shake to be a little bit more fulfilling, they can do that.
When's the optimal time to drink a shake? Is it before a workout or after a workout?
It's really what they are using the shake for. So the shake itself can be used in multiple different ways. Like when I started and I wanted to lose weight, I replaced meals with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a meal replacement shake at the time for me. But when I wanted to start gaining muscle, there were high protein snacks in between my 3 full-course meals. So they can be used in either weight loss or muscle gain.
Mm-hmm.
So the shake itself is very flexible in the fact that you can use it in different aspects.
Okay. So if someone wants to, let's break down a couple of different mindsets or personalities. If someone, let's talk about the person that's just, you know, we'll just call it a spade. They're fat. They're overweight. They're struggling. They're looking at their body. They're not happy. They don't feel good. Can they come into your store and you're willing to work with them and work them on a plan and put them in a better position? Is it something more than just a shake store or a drink store? It's something, you mentioned the word coaching earlier. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that and how that is working and the kind of client base that you guys deal with.
Yeah. So that is actually the secondary business coming off of the Nutrition Club, is the fact that they can come in, they can try everything first, which is wonderful. And then we also let them know that these can be made at home, and we also provide coaching towards your wellness goals.
Mm.
So we label it that way because not everyone wants to lose weight.
Right.
Some people want to just maintain their weight and just maintain their health.
Mm.
And that's cool too. We give plans for those. And then there's the other category of people that want to gain muscle coming mm-hmm. off the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So we show them that you can try everything here at the bar, see if you like it first, and then it's even more affordable to make at home. Plus you would receive our coaching essentially for free.
Yeah. My wife and I are already discussing all this. We've been talking about that. She tells me every day, okay, when are you going to get this done? And I said, I know, I just got to go. You got to go take care of it. We live busy lives and you forget. That is the convenience of Frankfort Nutrition, though, is being able, now you pay a little bit more, like you said, because some people say, yeah, I went down there and the shake was like $9. But we got to remember it's a meal replacement, because, and that, my question is, how does it make you feel so full? Because it does. You drink that shake, you feel like, wow, I could probably go the rest of the day without eating. So we know that that does serve as a meal replacement, but what causes it? Is it the protein that causes that that fulfillment, or is it the secret thing that you do when you mix it all in, TJ?
No, it's actually just the Herbalife mix itself.
Herbalife mix.
You know, that's what I started with 4 years ago before we dressed them up with all these crazy new flavors that we have. But Herbalife had like 6 flavors at the time. And it was like banana caramel and Dutch chocolate, and that's already the flavor mix. But the big factor is the fact that they pack 21 vitamins and minerals into the shake. And to consume that, that's a lot of food. If you added up what it takes to get all those vitamins and nutrients and what food items you need, it's like a full buffet.
Yeah.
That's compacted into a nice, easy drink.
Yeah. Well, and it's great for those folks that are busy, that are active, that are on the go. Unfortunately, you're like 3 doors down from our office. So it's a good and a bad thing, because it's very convenient for me, which is good because it's much healthier than what I normally eat. But, you know, it gives you an option to fill fulfilled and get a great tasting product and get that fulfillment and not necessarily have to spend time at, breaking up the day. Cause I love it, because there's many times that I'm on the run and I look down the clock and it's like 2:00, 3:00 in the afternoon. I'm thinking, I haven't had anything to eat today. And, I don't want to go eat at 3:00 in the afternoon some big meal or lunch, because I know I may have something for dinner. It's great. It's a great, segue, I guess, into the rest of your day to break up your day with something like this. Now, that's the shakes, and we're going to talk a little bit about flavors here, but you also have something that you brought us earlier today. You blessed us all here at the Chamber of Commerce office with tea, and you have these Herbalife teas. So talk a little bit about the teas. What do they consist of, and why are they so popular? Because everybody loves your tea. I do.
Yeah, so the...
I'm drinking the lemonade blueberry, by the way.
The tea, honestly, in the beginning is what sold me with Herbalife, because I was a big pop drinker.
Yeah.
And I was a big energy drinker before.
Oh, yeah.
And we have two options with the tea. One is our standard energy teas is what we call them. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we flavor them to taste nothing like tea, and we keep them sugar-free. So, again, just like our shakes, we're keeping everything fairly low on calories. But the big thing with the tea is you get the natural energy from the orange and black Herbalife tea that's in it without it tasting like tea, so everyone can drink it.
Yeah.
Whether you're a tea drinker or not, as well as we keep it sugar-free so both adults and kids can enjoy it.
So how many calories are in my – what is this, a 12-ounce or 16-ounce here? What have I got?
That's a 16-ounce.
A 16-ounce. So how many calories is in that?
So there's actually only 5 calories, but when you add the tea with it and the thermogenic, it burns up to 100 calories.
Wow.
So it's a zero-calorie drink that has no sugar, no carbs, and only 5 calories. But that thermogenic helps your body heat up and burn up to 100 calories.
Okay, so let's talk about the thermogenic in the tea. What you mentioned that. That's rocket science to me. So what does that mean to the body?
Thermogenic is just a fancy word for boosting your metabolism.
Okay.
So everyone is familiar with metabolism. We know that word, and the tea helps boost your metabolism to help you burn an extra 100 calories just from the tea.
Wow. So I'm burning 100 extra calories drinking this 16-ounce cup of tea. Wow, fantastic. That's good to know. I didn't realize that. I was asking my wife the other day, I wonder how many calories are in these teas? And she said, and she was getting online, and of course I got a phone call and I didn't get the answer, so I'm glad I got the answer now. So these are very low-calorie teas, but they're actually burning. So they're really negative-calorie teas.
Negative-calorie,
they're negative, yeah. Because they're burning. They're burning calories as you drink them.
Correct.
That is amazing. Does the shake do the same thing?
No, but the shake is actually under 200 calories.
Yeah.
And if you add that extra scoop of protein, it only goes up to 300 calories. Yeah. But paired with the tea, you're now burning 100 calories off of the shake.
And is that why you do the combo? Because you guys offer combos. Let's talk a little bit about your product, your services, and your menu. So you offer a shake, but if you buy a shake, you get a tea.
Correct. So we like everyone to treat us like a restaurant. Mm-hmm. If you went to a restaurant, they're going to serve you a meal, mm-hmm. and then you wouldn't even question it. They're going to give you a drink as well with your meal.
Number one combo, please, with cheese.
So the number one combo is actually paying for the shake, and then we combo it with the tea for free because you get your drink with your meal. Yeah. So the drinks are actually the tea, and we have iced coffee options as well.
Right.
So for the tea drinkers and the coffee drinkers, that's your drink, as well as a healthy, convenient meal that tastes like dessert.
You brought your menu, so let's talk a little bit about some of the flavors that you offer. Let's talk to shake first. So you've got the shakes you got no-bake cookies, you got pumpkin caramel. I mean, you got like, I guess sometimes I don't look at this because you get locked into a favorite. I had the Snicker bar the other day. That was really good. I've had the the chocolate banana peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Elvis would come back out of the grave for that, I think. So you got peanut butter Oreo. Mm-hmm. You've got sugar cookie dough, peanut butter cookie, vanilla wafer, thin mint, Mexican wedding cake, birthday cake, pineapple. Really, it's unlimited. You guys could create almost – if I came in and said, give me a upside-down pineapple orange dreamsicle, you could probably do that.
Correct.
You can make almost anything you wanted. By the way, the Dreamsicle was very good the other day as well. I don't know how much money, folks. I'm going to have to take a loan. I'm going to have to go to the Farmers Bank to get a loan just to be able to pay for all my shakes. But it's great. And then you have all the teas that offer the same, you know, I'm drinking the blueberry lemonade, and it's lemonade, but there's the tea base that's in it, but it's a lemon blueberry because you add the blueberry flavor to make it that flavor.
Correct.
And so, what do you think, how's business been so far? You guys have been in Frankfurt now for about 3 months, 2.5 months? You guys could not have come at the most challenging time. Mm-hmm. You came pretty much the week that COVID was announced. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy.
You know, actually, I had this conversation with the local newspaper as well, mm-hmm. and the Frankfurt Times, and they asked us the same thing day one. What were you thinking with COVID-19 restrictions, opening business at this time?
Yeah.
And the day that we knew that we'd be successful was when we were looking at locations for the past several months. Every single drive-through line and every single restaurant had tons and tons of people just backed up their cars.
Oh, yeah.
So they're still getting out. They're still eating. They're still wanting to have some normality.
Oh, yeah.
And we wanted to create that with a healthy alternative.
Yeah. And you did that, and you did it with social. I mean, you made sure that folks were safe and healthy. But you know, I think TJ, it comes back down to me. For me, it comes back down to this: strong, healthy immune systems are going to battle any virus, any bacteria, any struggle, really any disease. If you've got a good, healthy immune system, you have a much better chance of battling any disease. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to beat any disease, because cancer is tough. I mean, there's diabetes, there's a bunch, but even those diseases, if you got a strong immune system, you got a better fighting chance, right?
Correct.
And this is building your immune system?
Yes, actually, we don't dive into it unless people really ask about the shakes, but the shakes have copper and zinc in them, which is good for your immune system.
Oh, yeah. Zinc is it.
So like I said, there's 21 vitamins and minerals. Some of those minerals is actually copper and zinc.
Wow. You know,
and we actually show people who are interested the entire list of 21 vitamins and minerals they're receiving from just that shake.
Wow. I was in yesterday and you gave me B12. You gave me a shot of B12. So what did that do to me? I mean, how did that impact my body yesterday?
So that is what we call liftoff in the store. Mm-hmm. And it's a B12 supplement we add into our tea to give you more of that like espresso coffee or energy drink kind of energy to where it boosts you up for the first hour. And it also boosts your metabolism even further from that supplement. So that for me is what I fell in love with was the tea and liftoff combined. Because I was drinking.
You're already doing the Monster drinks and all.
Yeah, I was already doing like one to two Monsters a day.
Yeah.
And for the past 4 years, this has been my healthy replacement, the tea and liftoff instead of those energy drinks.
Awesome. Hey, how did they get a hold of you? We're winding things down. How did they get a hold of you? Where your location? What's your phone number? Your Facebook? All that good stuff. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Frankfurt Nutrition, as well as come down to 10 North Main Street. We're across from the courthouse next to the furniture store. And our number is 574-225-2351.
All right. Well, you've heard it from TJ. He's the man. He gets it done. He makes the shakes. He makes the teas. He's got a great crew down there. This is some awesome stuff for Frankfort, Indiana, for Clinton County. If you want to get healthy, you need to come on down to Frankfort Nutrition. They do a great job, great customer service. They'll match up things for your body, for your. They'll put a plan together for you. And if you don't want to spend the money on the shakes, you can buy the stuff and go home and do an experiment with yourself. But I tell you what, you'll miss the customer service there at Frankfort Nutrition if you do that, but they'll still take care of you. Well, listen, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the E Factor. We hope you have a wonderful weekend and a new week ahead. Don't forget, you are the empowerment. You are the engagement in someone else's life. You possibly could be the encouraging factor in someone else's life. You might even be the answered prayer in someone else's life. Have a great one. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.